One of the things that many people say, well, they don't believe in the keto or low-carb diet because it's a hard diet to continue on. I say that's not true because keto and low-carb should be your way of life. It doesn't mean that you never have bread again. It doesn't mean that you never have sugar again. It doesn't mean that you never eat a pizza again. Hi, this is Anita from the Reluctant Low Carb Life, where we talk about all things to do with keto, low carb lifestyle, and just general living a healthy life, because that's really what it's all about. How do you live a healthy life? And a question that a lot of people ask is, does keto weight loss come back on? In other words, once you lose weight, are you going to gain it again? I mean, isn't that the question we all want to know? You know, are we going to lose the weight just to find that we suddenly gained it all again and it's come back on again? What can we do to make sure that this doesn't happen? Well, here's a fact, or here's the truth. Your keto weight loss can come back on. That is just the sad reality to weight loss, that if you go back to all of your old habits, if you don't change your lifestyle, if you just keep eating the same crap that you've been eating before, yes, the weight can come back on. That is why when you are, when you're changing your lifestyle, you need to change your lifestyle, because here's some ways that you can make sure of it. You can, continue eating healthy keto meal plans. The first thing you need to do when you're on the keto and low carb diet is you need to start eating, more healthy. And that's really what it's about. That's kind of what we advocate. Eat healthy foods, eat in a healthy way. Eat meat, eat vegetables, cut out the carbs. And if you do that, then you'll be able to keep the weight off. If you just keep eating the way you're eating, if every once in a while, you go out with some friends and you have a pizza, that's okay. You have some candy, that's okay. As long as you don't make it a habit, if you're not eating it every single day and all the time. This is based about lifestyle. Also cutting out sugar. Sugar is one of the big culprits that we have in our life today, that, I know it's sugar that derails me, that, derails you from eating healthy, that if you keep eating healthy, then that's great. If you eat whole foods, that's great. One of the problems now today with the keto and the low carb is when you go to the grocery stores, and even when I was home and you go through, Walmart, there's, all these, keto this, keto that, keto cereal. I even saw that they were making, that you could even get keto cupcakes that you could make. You look at them, their carbs are really, they're not really keto. They're just using the keto name, but they're not really healthy. And that's not really the way you should be going with the keto lifestyle. The other thing is exercise is important, that you need to keep exercising. Just because you've lost weight now, you can't stop exercising. You need to continue to exercise. You need to make positive changes for your healthy lifestyle. In other words, one of the main things you can do is you can make these positive changes in your life so that you can have a healthy lifestyle, and you can keep those positive changes. You can incorporate them in your life. You can keep eating healthy foods in your diet. You can keep exercising, 5 times a week. You can cut sugar out of your diet. You can do all of these things. And if you keep doing these things, then you will be able to maintain your weight that you've lost under the keto and low carb life. One of the things that many people say, well, they don't believe in the keto or low-carb diet because it's a hard diet to continue on. I say that's not true because keto and low-carb should be your way of life. It doesn't mean that you never have bread again. It doesn't mean that you never have sugar again. It doesn't mean that you never eat a pizza again. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying is that if you make it, part of your lifestyle, at least 80% of the time to 90% of the time, then you should be able to keep the weight off. If you go back to all your old habits, which caused you to gain the weight in the first place, then of course you're going to gain the weight back. That's just the way things work. And it's just the way life is, that if you go back to all those bad habits, then of course you will gain the weight back. So really, when it comes to this, when you ask these questions, that it's really about the fact of you making these positive changes in your life, that no matter what diet you're on, that if you go back to all your old habits, your old way of eating, if you go back to your old way of, how you're basically living before, then of course, if you've made no changes, then you will gain the weight on. That's even if you decided something, you went on a fast for 6 months and you lost the weight. If you suddenly go back again, then you gain it. That's why so many people, when they've had the surgeries, they've had these, you know, weight loss surgeries. That's why many of them, you know, after a couple of years, you know, they keep it off. And then after a couple of years, they gain the weight back again. It's because they didn't make the lifestyle changes that need to be made. Yes, when you have a surgery, it forces you to make those changes. And so, you know, people do, they lose a lot of weight. But then I've noticed that after a while, it starts creeping back on, creeping back on, creeping back on, because the changes are not being made. So really, whatever diet you choose, whatever you decide to do, you need to make those changes and be as consistent as you can. I get it. It's not easy. It's hard. It's tough. It's difficult. But you need to be able to make those changes in order to have the benefits of keeping the weight off that you have lost. This is Anita from Reluctant Low Carb Life. Thank you so much for listening. And we really do appreciate you. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you being part of our community. We're going to put a link to a blog post where we wrote more about this if you're interested to read more about it. And we want you to know that we're thankful for you. We're thankful for you being part of our community and listening to us each week. Thank you so much. And thank you to Rico for helping to make this possible.